Yeah, this evening is the second of two work sessions that we've had to allow for our building administrators to share their end of the year attendance center plans. They report out on data relative to things such as student achievement, particularly as it relates to reading and math scores, as well as chronic absenteeism. They'll talk a little bit about student engagement and or lack of during the spring closure period, where we had voluntary learning taking place digitally and that sort of thing. We kind of have a long stretch in between board meetings, from our second board meeting in June to the one board meeting that we have in mid-July. So this is an opportunity for the board to continue to engage and for our administrators to be able to share out end of the year data. Of course, it's a little bit different this year since we were not able to take the state assessment due to the closure as well.
And maybe this is putting the cart before the horse, but have you, is this in the future that you may discuss, you know, what the fall may look like for going back to school, you know, with you know, restrictions and guidelines and COVID, all the COVID-19 stuff still prevalent in Iowa and throughout the country? Like I said, cart before the horse, or is, you know, is it in the works?
Well, it's both. Tomorrow is our deadline for submitting to the Department of Education our Return to Learn plan, which essentially says that we are positioned to provide, if deemed necessary, a continuous required remote learning, teaching and learning modality, as well as either in-person, on-site, modified or unmodified, or a hybrid approach, which is a combination of both in-person and online learning. So it won't tell our students, parents, or community what for sure we're going to do on August 25th when school starts. We hope to be in a better position to do that around the first week of August. It would be a bit premature, both from the standpoint of not knowing what we don't know, what things are going to be like in Marshalltown or Marshall County a month from now. And also, we would anticipate and hope for a little more guidance than what we received from both the Department of Education and the Department of Public Health, from what we heard last week.
Good to talk to you again. A special school board meeting. What time does that start, Doctor?
Our board work session starts at 5 o'clock, and we would anticipate that that will take at least 2 to 2.5 hours. And then we do have a very short special board meeting simply for approving some consent agenda items, some personnel hires and items, as well as some interagency agreements. But that would be the extent of that special meeting. I would like to add that we had our first modified graduation Sunday at Marshalltown High School, the class of 2020. It went well under the circumstances. It was a bit challenging, particularly at the very beginning, as it related to the families that came at the very beginning, and particularly the outside staging of things. But once people got into a more orderly fashion and got into the building, it really went smoothly, and we had 275 of our approximately 335 graduates participate in it with their families at the roundhouse, and it actually was successfully completed within 15 minutes of what we thought we would need to schedule. So there were some challenges early on with some of the social distancing and people wearing masks prior to getting into the facility, but we made masks available for everyone, and most everyone was very compliant with our expectations. So all in all, given the overall circumstances and that we went to a plan B because of the early morning rain, went about as well as we could have hoped, probably.
I'm good. Sounds great. Dr. Theron Schutte joining us, our school superintendent, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All
have
right.
a good day.
You too.